Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Spoiler! Doc and Money Radio Show, Shea 106. Yesterday on this program, we took great lengths to make sure that Woody's wife and anybody else who had not seen the recording of the Voice finale from the night before, anybody who didn't know who the winner was, we took great pains to make sure we said spoiler alert. And your wife actually turned down the radio when she heard spoiler alert.
Absolutely.
And so she didn't hear the part where we intimated to everybody that we'd seen you flirting with this woman.
Again, you're
At the Christmas lunch the other day.
And smoking in your new car.
Yes. Yeah, we had a couple of witnesses on that one.
Fabricated.
No, it's I don't believe it is.
I guarantee it's the truth.
It's fabricated.
But normally we wouldn't talk about that if your wife was listening because we have,
one
of our buddies.
You guys are so full of crap.
So anyway, she did not find out.
No.
By listening to our radio show, who won The Voice. She found out from you when you were sitting in your living room watching the finale.
I didn't tell her outright that Craig won The Voice.
Now what happened?
Well, it was almost to the end, and the final four were standing on the stage. And Carson started naming names.
Mm-hmm.
And the first two names were voted off.
Right. So there's two left.
And I predicted that Matt would be the first to be voted off.
You said before they were voted off.
Before they were voted off. And then the first name was Damien. The second one was Chris. So now left standing is Craig and Matt.
So after watching the show for 1 hour and 58 minutes, actual moment came, she figured it out. Because of you.
You had to open your mouth.
I had,
Was she disappointed?
Thanks for spoiling it for me. You couldn't keep your mouth shut.
I know what she did.
Yeah? She probably said, Woody, come here for a second.
She probably did it a few times.
Yeah, she probably did.
I think.
Don't you ever open your mouth again.
Yes.
Yester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you learned your lesson, though, eh?
Well, I hope so.
Well, to be fair, studies have shown that men are idiots.
Well, that's true.
Can't help ourselves.
Yes, that's true. Good point.
Yeah.
And I also found out this morning on the Doc and Woody poll that 50% of Shea Nation like stupid.
So you're right in there.
You know,
yeah. All right.
So I got to feel at least half good about myself.
Okay.
That's good.
Just one thing. Do not forget, okay?
What?
822 Doc and Woody Radio Show.